Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection today. And our community connection is going to be a fun one, too, because I might have something to give away here toward the end of our interview. We're talking with Marilyn Johnson, and she is with Theater Bartlesville, and we've been getting to know each other in the green room. Yeah, we don't really have a green room. It's kind of like a beige room, but I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Now, great golly, we've got two shows coming up this weekend and a fundraiser and everything. This sounds like everyone's busy.
Oh, such a busy time of the year. You can hardly find time to get up and go to bed.
Yes. We've got a nice performance that's coming up, I believe, tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, that is right.
And can you tell, this is a neat one. This kind of takes me back anyway to childhood, and probably it'll take many folks back there too, but of course new to the kids. Tell us about what we're going to see on the stage.
Well, the name of our play is Seven with One Blow, or The Brave Little Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it is based on the Grimm Brothers fairy tale, mm-hmm. The Brave Little Tailor. That's probably one of the fairy tales that is not quite so familiar to most people.
Mm-hmm.
But Grimm fairy tales just go on and on into the hundreds. I think some of the ones that are more familiar to people are Hansel and Gretel, Cinderella, Rumpelstiltskin, Rapunzel, Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Princess and the Pea. And of course, they go on and on. Mm-hmm. Lots of them that we don't recognize. And maybe The Little Tailor is one of those, mm-hmm. but really fun.
It is going to be. But first of all, we have something really nice. We thought we were getting into hors d'oeuvres, but it looks like we're getting into something else here with our big event, right?
Well, yes. Tonight is the big night. We're serving dinner. Now, some of the advertisement has gone out that it was heavy hors d'oeuvres, but this is a full-fledged barbecue dinner.
Oh, boy.
And plus a silent auction. We don't want to leave that out.
Okay. So bring an empty tummy and a full wallet.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And, of course, the money goes to make sure that we have our wonderful resource with us for another year or beyond.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, every organization has to have the monetary inflow. Mm-hmm. And I know this is kind of a hard time of the year to be asking for a fundraiser. But, you know, that's just a fact of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, it takes that little green to keep things going. And of course, our theater is really a nice gem to our community. I recently saw a production of Becky's New Car, and I was really taken by the intimate setting that we have there. I mean, that production is brought right to you, and it is just so nice, and it's just so entertaining. You know, it really takes in something different than what you would see virtually anywhere else. But
well, this is very true. The history of theater in Bartlesville started out with, I think it was in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Bartlesville Little Theater. And through the years, the name has changed. It was Bartlesville Theater Guild, and now it's called Theater Bartlesville. But in the good old days, there was the old Civic Center, and theater practically owned that building. Mm-hmm. We did all of our rehearsals there, and it was a wonderful old building. And then we built the new community center, and we have performed there many times and in the studio downstairs. And mm-hmm. several years ago, we were given the old Penny's building, and we transformed that into the present theater that we're using today. And that's why it is, you know, we've gone from big stages to the small, intimate stage. And there is something very charming about a small stage.
Very.
It's very intimate, like you said. And although we do sometimes think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have large dressing rooms, et cetera, but the funds that we have been raising have gone towards improving the theater and making more space. And it's just an ongoing project.
It is, and you know, tonight we'll make sure that we have at least another year or so to go on as we raise funds for this event. Now tonight I want to go back to the story with the brave little tailor, as I call it. We're calling it something else, but it's the Brothers Grimm who gave us things like Cinderella and all these other ones, Hansel and Gretel, as you mentioned. This story, I think, it really kind of captures the Christmas spirit anyway, with the moral that's told with it.
Well, yes. At first, if you read the script or see the play, you think, okay, what does this have to do with Christmas? And why had we chosen this to do a Christmas mm-hmm. play? But in the end, well, as you get to know the characters in the play, there's an ogre, the Scarlet Pimpernel, the Queen King, which is played by one person, mm-hmm. The spoiled princess, there is a wicked witch, and the month of December, which has been captured by the wicked witch. And therefore, the whole community, the whole kingdom, because December can't get away, it is always cold. And if you come to the play, when you come to the play, you'll find out why the witch has captured December. Mm-hmm. And then, in the very end, there is the biggest monster of all that I'm not going to tell you what the monster is or why it is so scary. So you're going to have to come and find that out, mm-hmm. too. We have a wonderful cast. It's a large cast. The kid is played by Stacy Lard, and I'll tell you this. And perhaps those of you who know the story of the brave little tailor will understand this. But the kid is eating a jam sandwich and is surrounded by a bunch of flies. And in desperation, the kid swats the flies and looks down and says, "Oh my gosh, I've killed 7 with one blow." So he decides that he is going to go out in the world. He's going to make himself a sign that says 7 with one blow. He's going to march around the countryside and tell everybody how brave that he is, knowing that everybody will think that he's killed 7 people with one blow. So in his encounters, he runs into the ogre who has the Scarlet Pimpernel as his captive. Then he finds the king of the kingdom and his very spoiled daughter. And so the king says, "All right, if you can warm up the country and if you can get rid of that monster that lives in the rocks, I will give you half my kingdom and my daughter's hand in marriage." Well, the kid says he's not sure about the marriage thing. But what he really wants to do is find his mom and pop, mm-hmm. who have the habit of running away and leaving the kid with a babysitter to take care of him. So the story advances, and the kid... does some marvelous things, and he finds the monster in the rocks, and he takes care of December. And in the meantime, the poor little Scarlet Pimpernel sings a song and makes everybody feel sorry for his lifestyle, mm-hmm. and it makes the rest of the people who have bad habits and bad characters, they think about themselves. And all of a sudden, they change. They have been touched by the Scarlet Pimpernel. And they decide with understanding and love that they can change the bad habits that they have. So in this way, it really is kind of a Christmas story. And at the first of the year, when everybody makes resolutions to make themselves better, I think that it is a very touching little story that parents can probably tell to their children.
Mm-hmm.
And the children will understand the humor and the fairy tale part of it, and the parents will like the rest of it.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, you can find this out tonight at Theater Bartlesville, and you can partake in, of course, all of the fun with the silent auction, the meal, and then the show. And then we've got one Saturday afternoon.
Yes. The Saturday afternoon show will be at 2 o'clock, and this is just strictly for family fun. Parents, bring your kids. We might have a surprise visit from the big old guy in the red suit, and he's going to have a treat for the kids. So you can still buy tickets. You can get them online, or you can come to the box office at Theater Bartlesville from 9 until 1. And the tickets for the play by itself are $10 for 12 and older, $5 for kids 3 to 12, and under 3, they're free.
Huh, why not?
good deal.
Good deal, plenty. And one thing I like, you actually have a little box office out there.
We do.
It's cute as all get out. And, of course, at night of the show, you can come on in, get warm, buy your tickets and everything, so and get your seat for the show. Now, the folks with reserve seating, are they covered here?
Well, actually, we do not have reserve seats.
Wanted to make sure on that.
For this play. Uh-huh. So the play tonight, the doors are open at 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
We will have the silent auction. We will have the dinner, and then we have the play.
Mm. Very good. Very good. Is there a telephone number in case folks don't want to get on the computer or anything?
Yes. You can call down there between 9 and 1. Mm-hmm. The telephone number is 918-336-1900.
Thank you very much, and I hope we just really raise the roof tonight and really raise a lot of money for Theater Bartlesville.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope so, too.
All righty. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for being a guest right here on Community Connection today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Thank you very much. We've got Brew and Buzz coming up in just a little bit.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.